Monday, November 1st, and I've arrived an hour later. Or haven't I? Well, the clocks changed. They went back yesterday. So although it's only 10 past 8, it's like 10 past 9. So it seems that I'm here much later. What has changed? It's actually an overcast day today. So you can't really say that the sun's up higher or anything like that, or that it's brighter. But somehow, I don't know why, it has a different feel to the Lido. There's quite a lot of people swimming. And I've just signed in, and I can see that there's already 28 people have signed in. So I guess, what I'm getting at is that because the mornings are brighter, more people can fit in their swim before going to work. Because 7 o'clock up until the weekend, when we were still on summertime, it was dark. It was still pitch dark at 7 o'clock. And some people who go to work and need to rush to work and get their fix before going to work to just set them up for the day, they usually come around about 6 or half past 6 and they swim at 7 and then they just kind of, leave and go to work. But I think today is the first day where they could do it a bit more leisurely and not rush too much because it was just brighter. So walking down the cubicles, I see that Vince is back. He was away for a week or swimming at different times than I was swimming because it was half term and he had to look after the children. Mr. Bubbles is powering down as per usual. And I'm approaching the cubicles and I have a lovely smile from Peter. Yes, I'm going to put you on the blog. I'm going to put you on the spot. And I'm it's called Audio Boo.
Audio Boo. Yeah, I nearly got it right.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, what difference does the winter time...
What difference does it make?
Does it make to you? Yes.
What difference does the winter make? Well, I feel cold and then a bit colder.
No, but I mean changing the clocks back. That's what I meant.
Oh, no.
Yes. Wintertime clocks, or whatever
what
you call it.
No, that's even more difficult. Well, yeah. It's lighter in the mornings.
How does that kind of translate to the rest of your day, though? And fitting your swim in?
It's darker in the evenings.
All right. Let me put it to you in another way.
By the time I thought it's lighter, it's getting darker again. Yeah. And I think, does it help my swimming? Oh, yeah, it helps the swimming, doesn't it?
I mean, it depends if you're a morning person or an evening person, doesn't it?
Well, sort of.
Because if you're a morning person...
If you're a daylight person, then it's a bit disappointing because there's not much of it. But if you're a night person, then you're probably in your element.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Yes. But then again, if you're a morning person, you like to kind of have a bit of daylight as you're getting up and you're doing your things, then would it improve your day, the quality of morning?
It does. Seriously, it does. Yeah. Absolutely does. Light mornings make it fantastic difference, don't they?
Yeah,
I hate the dark mornings.
Yeah.
But the still days like yesterday when it only just gets light, I quite like those for autumn, don't you? When it's very, it sort of gets hushed.
Yeah.
Everything when the mist comes down.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets very quiet.
That's right.
I quite like that.
Okay.
There you are.
So, and your swim? How was your swim?
Mom, put me on this wobble boo then.
I will put you on the wobble boo. Tell me how your swim was.
It was good. I've gone from doing one width back up to two lengths, but I've done the old double dipper, which is better than the sauna, I reckon.
Okay.
I reckon
all right.
Better.
Good. So, has it set you up for the day? Are you raring to go?
I'll tell you about. Ask me this afternoon. If you hear me snoring from inside the office, you'll know it's done the trick.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, enjoy your day.
I will, yep. Yeah.